She was born in Arkansas.
Was she born in Searcy County?
No, she was born over at Hector in Polk County.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Hector, right close to Russellville.
Mm-hmm. What about your daddy? Where was he born?
Yeah, he was born over in the coal, Searcy County.
Searcy County, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right close to Sulphur Spring. That was the old Rudden Farm for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now, did your father go to school in Searcy County, too?
Yeah, he never was out of it.
So he was always in Searcy County?
Yeah, always. Born, raised, and stayed here in Arkansas.
Well, did your mother come here when she was young? Did she go to school in Searcy County?
She went to school at Hector.
Oh, she went to school over there.
Polk County, close mm-hmm. to Russellville.
Mm-hmm. Now, your father, was he a farmer, too?
Yeah. Yeah, and I missed a crop as long as we were able to kick off. Started a farm and quit a farm.
Oh, well, now, do you remember anything much about your grandparents?
No, I never did see them.
You didn't see either your mother's parents or your...
No.
Now, how old is Mrs. Ragland?
Hmm?
How old is your wife?
Oh, she's young, yeah. She'll be 80 on her birthday.
I'm 80.
She'll be 80, so she's just a kid then,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, she'll be.
I was 80 the 9th of October.
Uh-huh. And, were your parents from Searcy County?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she don't know nothing about no further. There wasn't no further than Baker.
Yeah.
Baker and Big Creek.
Well,
Marshall.
My dad was, of course.
Baker's a lot of town when we married in 1912.
That's what I... Now, about how far are we now from Baker?
Oh, I guess 5 or 6 miles.
5 or 6 miles from Baker.
Yeah, east over here.
Yeah, it used to be a lot bigger than it is now.
Baker, one time back in the good old days of the railroad, a great big city.
Yeah,
what?
And the train come through there, and there was 3 or 4 stores in there.
Oh,
in Baker, and now there ain't a store out there.
Post office there for a long time.
Yeah, post office there. Used to be a restaurant in town.
Yeah.
Well, Baker, I guess, would have been the closest town to you then, wouldn't
it? Yeah, was then.
Was then, yeah.
Yeah, we finally got on the hill up here. We Rock Creek.
What was it called?
Rock Creek.
Rock Creek?
Rock Spring.
Rock Spring?
Yeah, Rock Spring coming ahead over on the harbor. We got me to learn. We moved down here, the last of the route come down through here, and we switched on to Route 1 lastly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Get it over there in the box now.
Yeah.
We don't have to
and
worry.
You used to be on Rock Springs.
Rock Springs, where we used to get our mail a long time.
Yeah. Well, now...
It went dead, took it up. Baker Post Office went dead, took it up. No... Post office down over to get to Landis.
Well, out here where you live, did there used to be more people living out here? Or has this been, how long have you lived here, out here where you live now?
Hmm?
How long have you all been living out here where you live now?
Oh,
how long have we been living on this creek?
We moved here the last time in 1943.
Uh-huh. So you've been living here since 1943?
Yeah. We moved over there. The first place we made the first crop, a little old shack over there, but we were just renting then.
Uh-huh. But that was just close by here. Well, was there very many...
Homestead right up on the hill, Giants, you might say, and stayed there and proved up and stayed there to 43. Aunt Edie owned this here land, Aunt Edie Ragdon. Paul bought it way back there. Let Uncle John Ragdon have it.